Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Welcome to the monthly radio show for AskPatty.com, Automotive Advice for Women. Well, I guess I got introduced twice. Welcome, everyone, to the monthly radio show for AskPatty.com. So I have with me today the most amazing guest. Her name is Audra Forden. She is owns her own automotive repair business. And she is just the most amazing woman and is recently received a Small Business of the Year Award from the state of New York. She is also holds professional licenses in automotive training and is a New York State Motor Vehicle Inspector. And she also holds very successful Woman Auto Know car care clinics. Audra, welcome to the show.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, and thank you so much for having me on and for the accolades. Everything has truly been a wonderful experience so far. The award with New York City was truly an honor and really a tribute to the women out there who are accepting the automobile maintenance as not a foreign language anymore. So it's really because of the people that I've really been able to, work on this project and really expand it to so many who want to take care of their cars. It's a great honor.
So give me a little about your background. You have the most interesting story of how you, as a woman, actually got into the automotive repair business and how this sort of developed. And I know you kind of came from an automotive repair family, so why don't you tell your story a little bit for our listeners so they hear how you, happened into the auto industry. Go ahead.
Well, Jody, for you and for all of our listeners today, my story was a movie. But for real life, the movie My Cousin Vinny is really it. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, my uncles, my cousins, everybody did auto repair. And it was just a natural progression to hear about cars. And if I wanted to be part of the conversation, I needed to know something. I was really lucky that they didn't put up a wall and not let me in. They kind of said, okay, she's listening, and now she's got the lingo. So it was a natural progression. The certifications kind of just came about to validate what it is that I'm doing. Like growing up in a house with a second language, I speak car, and it was dinner conversation. I think that bringing the woman aspect into it was also organic because I'm a woman. I think like a woman, I act like a woman, and the perspective that we have in life is, what do they say, men are from Mars, women are from Venus? Well,
yeah.
it's complete like that. So my approach is very different, and I incorporate it into everything that I do. The same way I treat my children is the same way that I treat my car, which is how I teach in the workshops that I have at the store, which is, like you said, what women auto know.
Yeah, I too find that women really need in this day and age to empower and educate themselves more about their vehicles. One, because women tend to live longer, and so we're going to spend more years by ourselves. And also, the average woman today is waiting longer to get married, so she may not have a man around to take the car in. And, you know, and with divorce and all those things, it's, you know, and that was sort of my story. I was a single mom, and I had to take care of my own vehicle. So I didn't want to get taken advantage of, so right. I educated myself. And so, you know, can you share with our listeners some tips that you would give women, some basics, and now that we're in the summertime, they might be planning a road trip, that are helpful hints to really, you know, get them empowered and educated, things they may not know already. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And first, you said something that was so key. You know, women live longer, but even deeper than that, the stereotype that's tagged onto auto repair it's outdated. The cars are moving so quickly with technology. They're just computers. And to be afraid of it because, stereotypically, we're living in the 70s. This is an industry that, as a whole, needs to transform into today's generation. It's we're driving in it. And as far as the, you know, power tools make it less, you know, less difficult, or, you know, it's not as heavy and dirty as it used to be. You know, they make latex gloves. So from that aspect, to be afraid to open up your hood and look underneath to see what's going on, just to look, you know, there's no shame in it. And today, because we're living longer and, you know, single moms or just, you know, the ones who, right, we're getting married later also, right? That's the, you know, first the career and then move on to the next chapter of life. It's definitely something we all need to be empowered about. And not everybody has to worry about, you know, some people have new cars. There are things that are important to know in general, whether you're driving a brand new car or if it's, you know, an older car. If you don't want to touch a car, you know, tires is tires are dangerous, and they now have the new law with the tire pressure monitoring system on the newer cars that tell you what your tire pressure is. But to understand why the light is there is really key. And in the summertime, like now, you're going on a road trip. If your tire pressure is overinflated, underinflated, there is an impact on your safety when you're on the road. For example, first in the summer, when the temperature rises, for every 10 degrees, the air pressure changes in the tires 1 to 2 pounds. So if we're going up 20 degrees, 30 degrees, that's 8-10 pounds worth of pressure that you're losing. And think about it like an ice cube. When it goes in the freezer, right, it expands, and in the summer it contracts. So that's where you're losing the pressure and you get under inflation. When that happens, that means that the tire is bulging at the sides. The sidewall of the tire is the weakest part of the tire. So now heat, and you're putting pressure on the weak part of the tire, you know, that's potential blowout, which is dangerous. I think the best way to kind of keep tabs on that, if you don't have the tire pressure monitor sensor, is every time you walk over to your car, kind of glance at your tires. After a while, it'll become a habit, and you will be able to notice if there is a difference in a tire. You know, you might say, oh, you know, yesterday it looked, you know, not like it was touching the ground. And then I also recommend practicing while you're filling up for gas, you know, to get a tire pressure sensor and check what the tire pressure is. And, of course, to remember that the tire pressure on the tire is not the pressure that you need when you're checking the tires. The sticker inside the door jamb, and, Jody, we all know that we passed that sticker and had no idea what it was until somebody said, oh, didn't you look at that? You know, I never saw it until really it was pointed out to me. But it has the correct tire pressure for your car. And that goes for new and old. vehicles. And for road trips, I think it's so important. And if we're still talking tires and overinflation, if you have too much air, hydroplaning happens when there's not a grip on the ground, and water will make you hydroplane. And I always relate that to your shoes, you know, your sneakers. If you have flats or you have like new heels on and you're on a ballroom floor, you're all slipping. But if you have sneakers on with that rubber tread, you're not going anywhere. And it's the same philosophy with your tires. How's that? Makes sense?
I think it's really important. I'm a big proponent. Can't talk enough to me about proper tire inflation, having your wheels balanced and rotated as recommended by the tire and auto makers. And there's another reason to do it if you're not into safety. How about fuel economy? Because under or overinflated tires and tires that have low tread and also that aren't balanced properly or rotated affects your fuel economy. And a lot of people, you know, suddenly their car, they're not getting as many miles per gallon at the price of gas. Oh, my goodness, you're watching every penny that's going into, you know, transportation. So it really can affect fuel economy. And so that's really, you know, you could save money by taking better care. And another funny thing about the TPMS, the tire pressure monitoring system, is the misunderstanding that of when to check your tire inflation. I've had a lot of women say to me, oh, yeah, that light comes on for the tire pressure, and I just have that fixed when I take my vehicle in for an oil change. And I go, okay. So in some newer cars, the oil change is every 5,000 miles. I said, well, that you can't wait that long. You have to do it right away. You know,
definitely.
It's not like an oil change that you can wait a while to go take care of it. That's something you need to. And if you're not comfortable inflating your own tires, take it to a reputable shop. Normally, many tire stores, and certainly the certified female-friendly locations in my network will, you know, check your tire pressure and put air in for you
for free. Yeah.
So, you know, this is not something that, although, and I know that you teach women how to do it, and how long does it take? How easy is that, right?
So easy. And, you know, it's very true. We could talk about tires all day long. And you know what else I thought about when you said rotating your tires? That will prolong the life of your tire at least, you know, a quarter or half a life if you keep moving them around. So it's saving you money on tires. It's saving you money on gas. And it's saving your life. So one better was exactly what you said. It's free. So you can't beat
that. Absolutely. 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 And so it just kind of cracks me up, this sort of malaise. I was at a conference a couple years ago, and I was handing out tire pressure gauges to women. And more than 50% of the time when I handed it to them, they said, what is this, a lipstick brush?
Oh. That would be cute.
That was funny.
It could be a dual purpose. We would keep it in our purse, that's for sure. That's very cute.
But it kind of scared me that, you know, these knowledgeable women who were, you know, pretty savvy didn't recognize the tire pressure gauge when they laid eyes on it. So we have a lot of work to do, right, Audra, in educating women. What are some of the other things that women should do if they're getting ready for a family vacation or road trip, even if it's, you know, I'm going on a big road trip. I'm leaving tonight. It's over 1,000 miles. I've done all my checks. But what do you recommend? You're the expert.
I have a list, especially for a road trip. But I want to, oh, my goodness, my head is spinning. I have three very specific summer road trip tips. And the first one is going to be your battery. Commonly, we all think that in the winter is when we have battery trouble. I think we all think this because the cold leaves a bitter memory, or frostbitten memory, in our minds when we get stuck. And the reason that that happens in the winter is because it takes more power, more amperage for the chemical reaction to start the car. Well, in the summer, the chemical reaction happens faster, so the batteries overcharge. And the overcharging leads to the same result, that your battery is going to get you stuck. I guess just being stuck at the beach is not as bad as being stuck in the snow, so we don't pay as much attention to it. And, you know, for your road trip 1,000 miles away, you definitely don't want to be stuck in the auto repair shop. I would have your battery checked and your charging system checked before you head out on the road. That's key. You know, I also think that the antifreeze is the lifeline of the car, more important than motor oil, because it is what's controlling the temperature of the motor oil. I mean, I guess I'm going to back up a second here and say that the antifreeze is what cools off the engine, because the engine, you know, it gets hot as it's running. So the antifreeze job is to keep it cool. And at the same time, it's also keeping the transmission fluid cool. So if it's running these major fluids, we all know the engine is very expensive and the transmission is very expensive. By maintaining the antifreeze, the cooling system of your car, that will stabilize your engine and your transmission. Once your cooling system overheats, you know, I think all your fluids need to be changed if they start to get overheated. So I absolutely recommend checking that before a road trip, and I check it seasonally under any condition, because it is the lifeline for so much. Do you ever think, like, of ever going on a road trip without checking your fluids? It's, you know, it's like having washer fluid and windshield wipers. You know, here comes the rain, and all of a sudden you can't see, but you're on the road for, you know, for another 800 miles. You know, what's next? It's a very scary situation, which is why it's so important to just know the basics. And your owner's manual is the connection from you and the car to your auto mechanic. All cars, you know, they're cars, so they're all the same. Just like people, we're all people, we all breathe. But there are different, you know, buttons and gadgets that make all of us tick. And it's the car that has the same, you know, special gadget that is, you know, you want the lingo. You want to be able to talk to your mechanic so that you understand it's in the owner's manual. And that's like a, you know, it's all dusty and covered with napkins and ketchup and, you know, whatever else is stuffed in your glove box. But that's such an empowering tool that will give give you the confidence when you're in the repair shop. Because my car is different than yours, although they're both cars and they both have the fluids. You know, those little different icons, because I have it and you don't, would give the answers and not leave you feeling uncomfortable or insecure. You know, keeping everybody on the same page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and, you know, if you lose your owner's manual and you don't know what the proper service intervals for your model, make of car, you can actually visit the National Car Care Council site, www.carcare.org, and put in your make and model, and there is a great tool there that can help you discover, you know, what the manufacturer suggested intervals are. Mm-hmm. For maintenance for your vehicle. And so that's a great tool. So no excuses. If you lost your owner's manual, you can get that information at carcare.org, plus a lot of other tips and articles and content. I'm on the Car Care Council Women's Board, and we do a lot to empower women to, you know, really take classes like Women Auto Know with Audra and at certified female-friendly locations or anywhere that you can get automotive education in your local communities, and also the tools that you need. They even have a really awesome online car care guide. It's electronic that you can learn about the systems. And I always say a picture's worth 1,000 words when you're trying to learn about your vehicle. So Audra, along with batteries and tires, what are some of the other tips that you have to make sure that you don't end up on the side of the road this summer on your road trip?
Check your spare tire. Did we mention that with tires? That's always key. Make sure that there's air in your spare and that you have a jack that's working just in case. some other tips. I saw a notice, and I did a little research on they were talking about in the heat that, well, two things. One, to leave the doors open for a minute to let all of the air out and the fresh air in, because the plastic, as it heats up, sends off a toxin. So just, you know, instead of running in and slamming the door closed, you know, just let the air exchange for a minute. And all huge, Jody, oh my goodness, when you're, you know, running into the store, not to leave anybody in the car, not a pet, not a person, not a young person, especially, you know, pets and young people with the, you know, their body temperatures rise and it can be something tragic. So in the summers, you know, everybody get out of the car. We all go together into the store, not to have anybody sitting. Even if the window's open, you know, slightly, it's never a smart situation. It could be, you know, a very, very bad trip in a situation like that. Summer road trips. I'm thinking belts and hoses, you know, just basic maintenance. I don't know that there's a difference whether it's winter, spring, summer, fall, if there's a better time than the next to check your car and maintain it properly. But the common things that break down, you know, from the heat, rubber just naturally degrades and it cracks. So those belts are going to get you stuck and stranded on the side of the highway. And there's nothing that you can do about it unless, I guess, you're wearing nylons and there's a schematic, a diagram underneath your hood to show you how to wrap up your, you know, your pantyhose to get you going temporarily. And the same thing goes with hoses. I the hoses run from the radiator to the engine, and that's what transfers the antifreeze to keep it cool, like we were talking about before. I call it pregnant. Have you ever seen a hose that looks like it's going to have a baby? It's got just a bulge on the side of it. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, well, that baby is going to give birth, you know, if you don't change it very soon, and the last place you want to be is on a road trip. Just maintenance. And once you start looking, even if you don't know what you're looking at, but just looking, then when you look the second time and the third time, if something looks different than it did before, you're kind of going to spot it. It looks wet, but it wasn't wet last month. But, you know, that's a red flag. And, you know, just, you don't even have to touch it. Most of the reservoirs are transparent. They don't even want you to touch it. They just want you to look, and there's markings on there where it says maximum and minimum. So just by looking, you can see, you know, where the, you know, where the levels are to get a general idea if, you know, we're A-okay or we need to really get to the shop before we go. You know, if your car's making a funny noise, check it before you get on the road. If you have your trusted mechanic, just like your family doctor, you want to hang with your doctor, and you definitely don't want to be, you know, stuck on the highway in some strange place with no internet connection where you can't find, you know, an Ask Patty, you know, repair site. It's putting yourself in a very bad position. So before you go, absolutely, you know, if you think it might be a problem, well then think about it and, you know, really pinpoint it with your mechanic before you get on the road. And that's really the ultimate of advice, not to put yourself in a situation where you could even possibly be susceptible to being in a bad place.
Some of the things that I did for my trip, because I am actually taking my very elderly parents on this road trip with me, and my father is going to turn 88 this month, and my mother's 86. So we're driving partly through the desert, so I'm taking plenty of extra water. I'm taking an emergency roadside kit. You can purchase any really top quality at an AutoZone or another parts store. I'm also taking, I have mapped out where the emergency trauma centers are along our route in case of emergency.
Smart.
And well, you never know. I mean, this is a bucket list trip, road trip for them, something they want to do before they can't anymore. And so I'm taking all the precautions so that we won't have, like you said, nothing. We're going to have a very enjoyable time because, you know, preparation and being prepared and being organized. I'm even putting a couple of extra blankets in the back just in case, although most of the time on this road trip is just going to be really warm because I'm in California most of the trip. So, you know, I think that all these are really important road trips. So I always like to ask my guests, because I think this is just so fun, what kind of car do you drive? What vehicle do you drive?
I'm a minivan mom.
A minivan mom? That's right. Do you have kids?
I'm a minivan mom. I have three children.
Yeah, so that's that. I love that. Boy, some of those, my daughter has a minivan too. And it's great. She's got the sliding doors and the trunk goes, and she's got the backup camera. Wow. I mean, it's just like she could live in that thing. It's got every gadget you can imagine. It's wonderful.
Well, yeah. I don't know that I'm a minivan fan. When I really love it is when it's raining and we have to run fast to get to the car, and my backside is not hanging out of the car while I, you know, buckle everybody up. And, you know, when the kids have to go to the bathroom, I have space for a potty seat for all of us to be comfortable in the back. So it's minivan. What about you? What do you drive?
Well, right now I'm trying a Subaru Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very economical. In fact, what comes out of the tailpipe is cleaner than what goes in. Because I don't drive as much as I used to. I fly more than I drive. I have a 2.5-year-old car that has only 16,000 miles on it. So I've downsized to just a little transportation car. But if you could drive any car you wanted to, Audra, what would you be driving? If you weren't a minivan mom, what would you be driving?
I would be driving a Datsun 280ZX. How's that? I want T-tops. Do they even make T-tops anymore? I want to be in that little sports car zipping around. And, you know, that was always my dream car, my Miss America right there. One day.
You know, my mother, that's the car my mother drives, and she's 86. She has a 30-year-old 280ZX hatchback that's in perfect condition. It's a collector car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's beautiful, and in fact, I wrote a blog about it because she refuses, and you know, it's a V8. It's a big, powerful car, and she's owned it all these years. She drives it to and from church, by the way, and so it just cracks me up. So I'll tell you what: if she ever, you know, if we ever have to sell the car, I'm coming to you first. You may own one yet, and it literally. And here's the even funnier part: it has less than 100,000 miles on it.
Does it have T-tops?
No, it's a hardtop.
Oh, okay.
It's a hardtop,
wow.
But it is it's a original everything 280ZX. Is that funny?
That's stunning, is what that is. How funny that is! It is. You know, at 16,000 miles, Jody, do you give your cars a lot of short trips to keep all the gaskets lubricated? Because you know that, you know, over or not enough maintenance is just as bad as, you know, or too much driving or not enough driving.
Yeah, I drive it around town. And my parents, I live about 2.5 hours from my parents. So once a month I drive out there, mm-hmm. and it gets a good, you know, run for its money. I just don't drive as much as I used to. I don't have three little kids to take care of anymore to drive them around, you know, doing all that. So, you know.
Right,
and,
switching hats.
Yeah, switching hats. I don't, to and from the airport a lot. So little short trips. So, yeah, but I keep it meticulously maintained. And you know, when I, in Southern California, it's funny, every time I go visit a client, whichever one I'm at, that's where I get my service done. So I've had a lot of certified female-friendly customers servicing my vehicle. It's really fun. And so, you know, I want to thank you so much. Have you seen the new promo that we're running with Turtle Wax, the Summer of Pride contest? We're doing this really cool thing all summer in conjunction with Turtle Wax, where consumers can post photographs of their vehicles on Flickr, and then it enters them to win some fun gifts like Turtle Wax hats. But my favorite giveaway that they're doing is they have the, you know, Tommy Turtle Wax, their little blow-up dolls that are turtles, little pool toys or bath toys. And we've got a bunch of other giveaways that we're doing. We're going to have a grand prize drawing once a month. And so I want to encourage everyone, our listeners, that through the summer, and we're going to be doing some article content with tips on ways that you can use Turtle Wax products to make your ride shine, but also some other things that you can do with Turtle Wax products for the interior of your home. And, for instance, keeping your patio furniture shining and wonderful. So that's really great fun contest that we're doing. And then coming up later in the summer, we're also going to be doing a Twitter party called the Easy Road Trip with Easy Lube. They're sponsoring a big Twitter party on August 2nd for Southern California listeners. And we're going to be giving away a lot of fun prizes, some gas cards and things like that. And I believe we're giving away a weekend for two for a little summer road trip as well.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with our social activities, and those are some of the fun things that I get to do. So just to wrap it up for the show today, Audra, do you have any last and final tips that you want to give our listeners about their road trips or just about basic maintenance and repair before we sign off?
Well, along with your schedule, you know, you mapped everything out with the trauma centers. If you don't do the maintenance, then I would definitely add to that list a certified female-friendly site along the road trip, just in case, but smarter to check your car out before you go. And that Turtle Wax is going to also keep your car, you know, for 30 years, probably looking better than it did when it was brand new.
Yeah, Turtle Wax, that makes your life shine. And the contest name, by the way, is the Summer Pride. To take pride in your vehicle and make it all beautiful by, you know, learning how in a DIY environment. A lot of people can't afford to take their cars into the car wash anymore. Well, Turtle Wax has products that will help you keep your vehicles beautiful inside and out. Well, Audra, it has been a pleasure. Again, congratulations on the outstanding achievement. I'm always excited to hear of another automotive woman getting recognition, well-deserved recognition. You are definitely making a difference in your community and with all of the things that you do to empower and educate women about their automotive repair needs. So thank you for being on the show.
Jody, thank you. Thank you for your support, and thank you for having me on.
Excellent. Well, to our listeners, that wraps it up for this month's Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women radio show. See you next month. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.